Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
But first tonight, recent discussions have reignited the debate over water charges in Ireland. Reports suggested that Uisce Éireann was considering implementing fees for households with water usage significantly above the average. However, the Department of Housing has clarified that there are no current plans to introduce such charges yet. Sinn Féin TD Eoghan O'Brien has criticised the proposal, describing it as the introduction of domestic water charges by the back door. He argues that this move could pave the way for broader water charges in the future. Now, historically, Ireland has grappled with the issue of domestic water charges. In 2014, the introduction of universal water charges led to widespread public protests, culminating in their suspension in 2017. So, with this in mind, I want to ask, do you support the idea of imposing charges on households that use wastewater excessively? Surely that's a good idea to keep our water usage in check and to stop some using way above the average. Or do you share the concern that such measures might reintroduce full water charges through the back door? Let us know your thoughts on WhatsApp 087 188 0008 or get involved on social media on Facebook at Ireland's Classic Hits and on X at Classic Hits Radio. Now I'm joined by John first. Hi John, how are you?
How are you doing, Aisha?
And now, I know you were heavily involved in protests, God, almost 10 years ago now. So what do you think about the most recent chatter about this?
Well, I think actually it was attracted very fast today. It appeared in the national paper today with headlines. And then around lunchtime, Minister Brown, who is in charge of that section, he said that there will be no charges in the lifetime of this government. I'm convinced what they've done, if you'll pardon the pun, they just floated the idea. They put it out there. They wanted to see what the reaction is. I was monitoring all the stations today, and there was nothing but negative feedback. This is nowhere. We're not going back there again. We're heading into a terrible winter next year with no energy credits, whatever. But then you know, it's the state of the world and the cost of living. Now, we certainly don't need a utility bill coming in the door. This is what we told people to stop. We told them it was all about privatising the water. It was about taking it away from the councils, because you couldn't ring up the council anymore and say, look, I've a problem with my water, whatever. You'd be directed then to Uisce Éireann or Lourdes Waters or something. And then, let's be honest, the whole agenda was to privatise it. Get it away from the councils. Don't have any more hassle with it. Right? And that was it. It was just privatisation by the back door. Now, we fought it tooth and nail. We were up at 6 o'clock in the morning. We were the first in the country to stop the actual, because we had an intelligence set up. Now, I said the CIA and the FBI would be pulled up in a wager. Everywhere they went in Cork City, and even I said, we knew before they got there. And we were there. We stopped the lollies going into the estates. If they were in before us, we came in. We threw away the barriers. We stood inside in the hall. We wouldn't allow the work to continue. So therefore, for health and safety, then the work had to stop. The guards were called. Some were so arrested. I wasn't. I was just one of the lucky ones. I could have been, right? But some of the lads in the Drucken Court, and they were fined over €1,000, which was kind of left go down along the road, because I think they wanted rid of it. They didn't want to be talking about water and fines and people in court anymore. But I mean, at the time when they were giving away $500 million to Ukraine, when they were promising money all over the world by them two idiots, Harris and Martin, right? They cheated them to even consider this. Like, and if they had been ahead of it, yeah, man, I definitely think the slaughter there today, and they saw the reaction, as I said, was monitoring different programs. And they just put it out there, and they saw the backlash, and they said no. Why didn't Minister Brown come along and say, not in the lifetime of this government?
So do you think that this was all done just to check what the reaction would be?
Oh yeah, I think 10 years on, they were wondering, like, I mean, I don't know what this...
Let's test the waters, then, like you say, pardon the pun, and see what the reaction would be like, and see
exactly.
if this is something
would the people get mobilised again, you know, and be up with the dawn and everything, standing out there all day long, blocking estates and everything. There were chants in their arm, I'd say, that it was a test. This headline today was a test, because why would it be followed up so quickly? I believe that information, that headline, was leaked to the press. And then it was followed up then after by Minister Brown saying that there will be no water charges in the lifetime of this government.
Now, if it did happen again, like it did back in 2014, would you be back out again?
Oh, yeah, we would. You know, there's a lot of us in that, and we're a lot older, and we're 10 years older, like, but we'd still be out there, like, because we got great recognition at the time, even. People around with Neil Boylan at the time, and he covered it extensively. They all thanked, like, Gary Burnham and all these guys, they all thanked the people of Cork and Ashbrook, both the residents there and the campaigners, I guess, for leading the way, because the direct action is, it's not standing around the age of a poster saying, no water meters here, sir, please, you know. It was the direct action of stopping the meters going into the ground. That's what won that campaign. I will do it again.
Now, if I said to you, so I was looking up some statistics today, and it says that the top 10% of metered households accounted for 35% of total water consumption. Now, how are we going to combat that type of consumption without excess usage charges? You know, because it's not fair that some households are using way above the average. And
No, it's not. But the problem is, you see, like, I mean, is it the charges by the back door? They'll address that, the wastage, and then they'll kind of come along, and then they'd kind of taper it down a bit then, and then we'd be back to square one again.
They'd bring back the cut-off points, yeah, and they'd keep lowering it until the average person is then paying charges.
At the time, Phil Hogan, the minister, right, he went live and the clip is still up there. He said if people didn't pay for the water, he would turn the public water system down to a trickle and see how they like that then. Imagine the minister and the government threatening to do that. I mean, how dare he, like?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Like, it's very wrong, especially when, you know, water is a necessity. Everybody has a right to water. But the other side of it is that we are the only country in the EU that doesn't actually pay water charges.
Well, we actually do. There's a percentage of the road tax and general tax actually goes on it. And a lot of people don't realise that.
Well, I mean, we're highly taxed everywhere else. That's for sure, John. Yeah,
but I mean, again, this is Europe dictating then that we should have water charges in, right? So, I mean, it should be a democratic...
Yeah, it is to keep in line with European legislation. I've read that today.
What we were looking for, and Joan Collins there, you have to give her credit for TD, she lost her seat in the last election, but she was part of it, like, and we were supporting this as well, to get a referendum on not on Irish water, because it's not in the company, a referendum on the mineral area, the water, that it was to be kept in trust with the Irish people for all time. It was never to be privatised, and the government ruled that out. Why did they rule that out? Why didn't they give a commitment to referendum, area? Because they know damn well the people would reject it, and they say no, and then it would be enshrined forevermore, then they could never charge for it.
Now, another thing, John, is that a lot of water is being lost and wasted on our roads, underneath our roads, and coming directly out of Irish water plants. Yeah. So, I mean, that's obviously we need to look elsewhere rather than
household.
That's what
they need to do. I mean, they're talking about now that there's enough water in Dublin now, right? That they're under savage pressure. They're talking for a while now, the party in a way, it's a part of Limerick there, of taking water for the Shannon, and they'll have to be compulsive purchase orders and everything for land. They're going to pipe it up from Limerick through the land right up to Dublin to put it into the ageing pipes that already 45% of the water is leaking into the ground. So we're going to pump, costing millions of water all the way to Dublin from Limerick, Asia, just to put it into pipes that are leaking it back into the ground.
So what's the answer then, John?
Well, the answer is, like, you know, I don't care where they get the money, but they're not getting enough of the households. Like, it was bad enough I made a bit of tax in my home that I paid for, and all of a sudden now I had money in my house. I mean, that should never have been tolerated either. I mean, but the thing is, like, there would be a massive uproar if they went back to that again. And as I said, even after the today, they were just testing the waters, like, and they were slammed back in their box.
And what about households that, say, have leaking pipes that they're responsible for, but they're not fixing them, A, because maybe they can't afford them, or they're not fixing them because they're not bothered maybe to fix them? Because that's causing an awful lot of loss as well.
It is, but this is getting back to, like, to the referendum. Like, I mean, like, the household shouldn't have to pay for this. This is a public utility. This is the water we're talking about. You know what I mean? This is a mineral for life. I mean, and you can't be messing around with this, and whatever it takes. I mean, Jesus, look at the amount of money we have in the country. Look at the Apple money. That's just, we're throwing money all over the world at the moment. And then they expect to come along and penalise people again and ask them. Like, at the time, if that had gone through at the time, money, before we started in the whole direct action age, you would be now paying. The meter programme would have went in, right? and you would be not paying your property tax, and you would be paying at least €1,000 for your water, €1,000.
So you think that's the kind of numbers that we would have been looking at had people not sort of spoken
100%,
out?
100%. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then if you fell behind or anything, then they give you a credit. They say, well, look, you can pay it off. Like, I mean, by so much, you'll be adherent to your bin, we'll take it, this way. But no, it's just, I mean, it's sneaky what happened there. I think, that was leaked purposely today, because it was not sooner leaked when it was slapped down by the minister.
Yeah, and pardon the pun, John. Yeah, it was leaked and testing the waters. There's lots of water puns going on here. We're talking about water charges. Just if anybody does want to get involved in the conversation, you can WhatsApp 087-188-0008. John, if you can stay with me there, I'm just going to go to Bernie next. Hi, Bernie. Yeah. How are you?
I'm grand. How are you, AK?
Yeah, not too bad. So have you seen the news today? John thinks they were just testing the waters, pardon the pun, and, it was a leak to try and see what the reaction would be like.
Well, I don't agree with it, to be honest. I think we pay enough in taxes, like car tax, we're paying enough. I mean, everything is taxed at hills in this country. And, you know, there's so much wastage of water naturally anyway, you know, like rivers overflowing. They don't, you know, they could build another reservoir that Dublin needs, not start piping water and buying land. They have enough areas up there that they could build another reservoir quite happily and capture the water. Like, I mean, how am I supposed to check my house for leaks? I don't even know what it is.
So some houses have water meters. And so I was just saying there that the top 10% of these metered households accounted for 35% of the total water consumption. Now, I would be putting that down to leaks in the property or underneath the property with pipes at the property. And that is the responsibility of the homeowner to fix those pipes. And they may not be in a position to pay for that. It could have been people that moved into those homes didn't know that there was already a leak there, because these leaks could have been in place for years and they're only been noticed now because of the meters. And then another thing to say is that not all houses have a water meter. So you could have a leak under your house, Bernie, and you know nothing about it. And then as soon as you get a meter put in, then you realise, oh, I'm over consuming. I'm going to have to pay charges. I'm going to have to pay to fix the pipes within my house or underneath my house.
Well, why should I have to fix leaks? I mean, I bought this property. It was built in the 60s. I have no idea where the pipe. I don't even know where the pipes come in, if I'm honest.
See, that's a lot of people would be in the same position, Bernie. And then they find out they've got this massive leak, and then they have to fork out to pay for it.
Yeah, and I can't afford to pay for it. I'm on pension, so where am I supposed to get the money? I mean, are the councils going to be asked to send out teams of people to every individual house, see if somebody got, say, a person who has to, and are looking after an elderly person and they have to wash them every day, and they're using more than the family quota of water, and they, you know, and they have to wash somebody maybe up to 3 or 4 times a day if they're incontinent or for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And are they going to be charged extra? What about somebody who's running a small business at their house, like a hair, a hair place?
I know. I think there will be. They're saying that there would be allowances made for those type of things if people did need to use more water for other things. But you know yourself with these things, the goalposts would always change. And I think that's what John is saying. And that's why Eoin Óibrín, the Sinn Féin TD, was saying that it is just a way of introducing domestic water charges by the back door, so because they'll eventually start lowering all of the cutoff points, and then but before you know it, we're all paying charges.
But I mean, aren't we paying property tax, and we don't know where that's going? We're paying the other tax to our, you know, you're paying tax every other day. What was the other tax they put on us? There was only supposed to be temporary; that never came off.
Universal social charge.
Thank you. Thank you very much, John. And we've got every time you go on the road, the toll bridge, you're paying a fortune. You know, like the taxes to the end of our hills, we can't afford, like health insurance, road tax. We've got every kind of tax. Every time you put your hand in your pocket, it's taxed. You know, bring your bottles back, return, you pay tax on that. Like, when are they going to stop and give us something that, you know, like the water, Ishga Éireann is just, you know, there is no thing. It's natural rain. Like, why are they charging us for the water that falls from the sky?
Now, the other thing I'd say to you then in terms of that, Bernie, is just we are the only country in Europe that doesn't pay a water charge. So every other country is paying.
Well, I bet you you checked every other country. I bet you they're not all paying mountains and mountains of insurance, car tax, property tax, tax for having bottles in your car, tax for having license. Like, we're taxed to the hilt. I mean, you know, it's impossible. You're paying tax every time you turn your head here.
Yeah, I hear you, Bernie.
Tax to be alive, yeah. Nearly. This day for breathing. Like, it's just impossible. People are paying out way over. They're paying huge amounts for having their children minded, for having the elderly care. There's no proper care. There's no infrastructure, anything. And then they come along then and try to take more money off us for water. No, sorry, enough is enough. I'll stand out in the road. You know, and I'll start collecting rainwater. If I have to drink it myself, that's fine. I'm not paying them for it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I hear you, Bernie. And a lot of people are frustrated. I'm just going to go to the ads. Stay with me, John. Stay with me, Bernie. Thanks for getting involved in this. We're talking about water charges. Now, it has been said today that such charges are not going to come into place. But we're just having the conversation about it because it does keep coming up. And maybe it is something that we are going to have to worry about, you know, in time. Now, they're saying as well that it's for... over the above average usage. It's not going to be for the general person. But people are saying that, is this going to just introduce domestic water charges by the back door and then everybody will be paying the charges? If you do want to get involved, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk with myself, AJ Walsh, sitting in for Niall Boylan this week. We are talking about water charges. Now, reports suggested that Ishka Éireann was considering implementing fees for households with water usage significantly above the average. However, the Department of Housing has clarified that there are no current plans to introduce such charges yet. But we just want to know what you think about it. Do you support the idea of imposing charges on households that waste water excessively? Or do you share the concern that such measures might reintroduce full water charges through the back door? I'm going to go to Margaret next. Hi, Margaret. How are you?
How are you, AJ?
Oh, I'm not too bad. How are you keeping?
I'm very well. A bit of a sore throat, but I'm grand.
I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah. I'll be grand. Look, I'm able to talk to you, so
yeah.
I gargled the old throat, you know, a couple of times today, so.
Yeah.
But what I tell you, just one of the points there John was saying about bringing the pipes from Limerick all the way up to Dublin, I never heard such a load of you-know-what. There is no need for bringing pipes all the way from Limerick. There is plenty of land up here in Dublin that they can build for South County Dublin, their own water place, over towards Blanchardstown, out that way, loads of land, out here in Fingal, loads of land. So there is no need for the government to be even thinking down that line.
Some of the ideas, you're just kind of scratching your head, aren't you, when you hear them?
Yeah, but it's going to cost billions because they're going to have to buy land off farmers or people who own land. Maybe somebody has a house and they could own, a sizable amount of land around our properties, you know. And the time and the effort and the disruption that is going to cost to motorists travelling, from Dublin down to Kerry, or even going to Limerick or Clare or anywhere like that. Leave the water down there in Limerick. Let Limerick look after the likes of Clare, Limerick itself. Let them look after Kerry, Waterford, Wexford. And then let Dublin, have their own ones, And the same then we'll say for Donegal, Sligo, Galway, Roscommon, you go into the middle then in the country, Leitrim, Longford. Each place could have enough water, their own, water places to cater.
Now, Margaret, you're going through there all the different places. Now, I know Wexford had a boil water notice a couple of weeks ago, and I think Limerick currently has a boil water notice. And I want to ask John as well. John, do you think if we brought in charges that it would stop all of the need to have these boil water notices and people would be, that the water would be safer to drink all the time?
Well, I mean, at the moment, there's been about 40 million and the new treatment plant on the Lee Road, and the north of the Cork. And they flushed all the pipes, and what chemical they used dislodged all sediment that was in there. Now the people in the north side of Cork, they can't drink the water, they can't wash their teeth with it. And there's magnesium coming out of the taps. You have people down on Whitegate in East Cork. One woman, which has brought to our attention in the last 7 years, she has, listen to this, this is crazy, she has spent €20,000 on bottled water.
That's
in
insane.
7 years.
Yeah.
No,
Isn't that mad? But John, do you not think though, if there was a water charge, then you know the water would be good to drink all the time because we're paying for the water. Do you not think that would make a difference, and then someone wouldn't have to spend ridiculous amounts on bottled water?
No. But you see, the reason, as the other lady said earlier, we'll bring it up from Limerick, right? The reason they're doing that straight up to those pipes, if they went along and if they dug up around the streets in Dublin and repaired all the antiquated pipes in the ground, right, there would be uproar by the business people in Dublin, and they want to avoid that. So instead, they'll do something costing millions, piping it all the way up from Limerick into the pipes in Dublin that are leaking into the ground. That, there's a word for that. It's insanity.
Sorry, Margaret, were you trying to say something there?
Well, what I'm saying is, AJ, it doesn't matter, you know, what the government is going to do. They're totally not in sync with what's reality. You know, I was saying there to your researcher before I came on air that you think about it, AJ. You're earning a certain amount of money every year from your job. You know, and the same when I was working, I was earning a certain amount of money. You know, and the same with John and all the other people out there that are listening to this programme. And then they waste money on, we can go back over to the bicycle, the security hut,
the new wall,
the toilet, the bike shed. And then they're all gone away, flying out of Dublin Airport and down maybe Shannon or wherever they live, all flying off out of the country. Are they worried about the pollution in the air and the planes that they're flying out of? They couldn't give a fiddler's you-know-what. They're putting their two fingers up, smiling for the cameras. Hello, I'm America, you know? And it'll be all smiles tomorrow now with Trump. I never heard such a load of crap in all my born days, I swear to God. It annoys me.
Go ahead, John.
The problem is, you see, AJ, that they're out of touch with the people on the ground. Micheál Martin's salary is about 3,500 a week. No, in the name of Christ, like, he's never, you could, if he had to spend €50 for a bottle of milk, like, if you're on that kind of money, you could pay €50 for a bottle of milk. But the only average person to pay €40 would starve to death. I couldn't get milk, I couldn't buy it. These people are out of touch completely.
They are. I agree with you, John, 100%. When they're able to turn around and say, when the new Dáil was back in session, when they got their act together after their big rows, and then they said, well, the backbenchers now are getting €160,000 a year. Really? Yeah. Hello? There's no nurse in this country that is working 24/7. There's no person in a radio station who works hard all day long and doing their research for different programmes. There's nobody that's working in a shop who works hard all day long to make sure all our food is there when we go in to buy it. You name any qualification and they're not on €160,000. And they're talking about, I listened to them speaking there when it was Women's Day, and they're going on about equal rights and everybody should be entitled to a good, decent wage package. Well, I would love €160,000 a year.
So would I, Margaret.
I'm just as important. I am just as important as they are. And who the hell do they think they are sitting in there? They haven't a clue how people are suffering on the ground. They haven't a clue that the pressure, what people are under, trying to pay for this, that, and the other. They're paying their taxes, they're paying their universal social charge. They're paying, you know, road taxes. They're paying for insurance. They're paying for their health. They barely able to have any money. You get paid whatever way you get paid monthly. And you look at your wage packet and your husband looks at his. You put the money together. You have to take all these things out of that money. And you have children to look after, we'll say, right? And is there anything left?
No, like, there's not for a lot of people, it. Margaret. Now, stay with me there. I'm going to go to Paul in a second. We are listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we are talking about water charge. Now, it's water wastage charges, but what we're asking is, do you think that this might be trying to reintroduce it so it's full water charges through the back door, so to speak? Now, I'm going to go to Paul. Hi, Paul. How are you?
Yeah. How are we doing?
So, what do you think? So, you think the government's wasting money?
I have one question for him. How did it determine who's wasting what?
Yep, exactly.
Well, there's...
How do they determine which household is wasting so
not
much
everybody
water?
Has meters.
So not everybody has meters, no, but
I don't.
Yeah, a percentage of households have meters.
How do they... They're going to pinpoint houses. Not every house has meters. So how do they know who and what is wasting water? I'll give you another one, right? This is a government who just voted on not taking accountability for wastage and spending money. Does this mean now that the money that they're wasting, do we get to put a cap on them on how much money they earn? Considering that we pay them basically out of our tax dollars. So we put a cap on them now on how much they earn because the amount of money that they waste? Actually, furthermore, this is a government who in the last 30 or 40 years hasn't built an infrastructure for the country that we live in, for the wealth that this country has. We're not living in Yemen. We're not living in Jordan. We're not living in Chad. We're not living in the Sahara of Africa. And yet they're telling people to boil water. That's not acceptable. They're bringing hundreds of thousands of migrants, male migrants, into this country and putting them up in hotels and buying the best of land to build the best camps to build whatever, paying hotel owners and 101 different people around the country, millions, if not billions.
And do you think that money should be put into water infrastructure, new pipes?
Exactly. That should be put into the infrastructure, not only for Dublin, but for the entire country. That should be put into the healthcare. That should be put into the infrastructure for transport. Not to bring 101 different million people here that we don't know, that have no background, that have no passports, that have no documents. And yeah, put them up in the best of hotels while our own are suffering. This government... I didn't vote for this government, and I don't know who did, but this government has a lot to answer for. They have a lot of blood in their hands. And now they're trying to fleece us even more. Hold on. Let's add one more thing in there. How about the M50? 2.2 billion a year?
I don't know the numbers, but it's a huge amount.
When that was built, it was meant to be scrapped as soon as it was paid for. That was paid for within the first 6 months of
it
being built.
Same with the EastLink, though. I'm pretty sure that was meant to be scrapped once it was paid for. Yeah.
Yeah. But,
yeah. Can I say another thing, AJ, which is only after popping into my head? Sorry for interrupting you there.
Paul.
No,
my apologies. Is that we should not be paying car park charges when we're going to visit people in the hospital. That's another thing.
I worked in that industry. I worked in the car park industry, and unfortunately, it's not the hospital that you're paying. It's a private company that's in there managing
the
car park.
No, I'll tell you, I know Beaumont, I know the Mater Hospital, and I know St James's, because they're the three hospitals I go to. Right?
Yeah, they're run by Patrick.
And I know for a fact that they're all belong to an English company.
They're run by Parkway, yeah. Parkway controls them, and then they pay a subsidy of whatever they earn to the hotel. Not to the hospital.
They pay. The English government is getting the profit, not the Irish government. And we're on Irish soil, remember.
It's a private company. It's not the government. It's a private company.
That's what I'm saying. It's English. The private company is English. It's an English company.
Now, I don't know, Margaret.
We should not be paying.
If you have a loved one that is in hospital for a length of time, or somebody that, God forbid, in all harm, that somebody is in a car crash and they're brought in and they're in intensive care, or if somebody's gone for cancer treatment, all those things. We should not be paying car park charge in a hospital.
I think it's a good point, Margaret, but I definitely think it's a point for another topic. So just going back to you there, Paul, did you want to
agree, AJ.
Yeah, no, it's definitely a valid point, though. But yeah, just going back to you there, Paul, you were just, I can't remember what you were actually saying, but did you want to finish there before we have to go to the ads?
Yeah, no, I was just saying this government, as I said, voted recently to not take accountability for the lack of the overweight
spending. Yeah.
They voted on this. They didn't give it to the personally. I feel every decision like that should be put to a referendum for the people to vote on. But yeah, the people haven't been involved. They it gets run through by the Dáil, and if the Dáil isn't happy with it, well, then the Dáil moves on with it.
So can I just
ask,
Paul,
I mean? They don't take accountability for nothing.
Can I just ask you there, just with water being the way it is, it's a valuable resource, it's scarce, all of that. How do you think that the government should move forward to conserve it? You know, because obviously it was put forward that there would be the charge for wastage. And I hear what you're saying about, you know, that's not the right thing to do. Tell me what you think should be done to conserve it.
Didn't we just receive 19 billion off Apple?
So you think that should go towards it and the government should take responsibility?
That should be, yeah, exactly, as a government should do. Water doesn't take much for water. I'm saying that wrong. Water isn't made by man. It's made by the planet itself.
But why should we pay
for something that we are given? But all that needs to be put in place to harness the water is an infrastructure that will last. And our infrastructure hasn't been updated in 30, 40, maybe 50 years. As I said, I don't know the actual numbers, but it hasn't been updated.
No, it hasn't been updated in quite some time, for sure. But what do you say to the fact that we're the only country in the whole of Europe that doesn't pay a water charge?
Good. We shouldn't have to. Nobody on this planet should have to pay for water. Nobody. It's a vital necessity in your body. Your body is made from it. Nobody on this planet should have to pay for it.
Okay, I hear what you're saying.
That's my word.
That's great. No, thank you for that, Paul.
They need to take the 19 billion and all the wastage that they're spending, the billions they're spending on immigration, the billions they're spending on all the scrap that they're putting into this country, and start putting it into infrastructure, health, schools, water, everything that we need. And then stop fleecing everybody. One more question that I have, and everybody needs to ask this. If we as a public decide that we want to accept these water charges, are they going to raise the minimum wage to a livable wage, to about 17 or 18 euro an hour? Are they going to do that? And the answer, I already know the answer. The answer is no. Because it's bad enough that we're overcharged for everything in this country. Everything. It's a shambles how they treat the public.
Okay, thanks for that, Paul. I am going to have to go to the ads. If you do want to get involved in this conversation, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. We'll be back after this. Welcome back to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. We're talking about water charges, and I've just had a message in saying that I'm on my way over to London to sort out my mum's fuel allowance and water charges. Her water charges have gone up to £75 per month, and Labour has taken the fuel allowance off pensioners. The cost of living in the UK is insane. Now, obviously, we are the only country in Europe that doesn't actually charge for water at the moment, and in the UK they do charge, and I lived in the UK and I was paying something like £60 a month at the time, and that was as a single person with children, so it was pretty unobtainable. And now they do say that there's sort of schemes there to help you out or whatever, but I never saw anything like that when I was over there, and £60 a month was a lot. So that guy who just messaged in and said it's gone up now to £75 a month, it could be even more in some places. I don't know whereabouts, you know, where the different prices are, but you know, it is astronomical, and that is the worry that could happen here. I'm going to go to Jerry now. Hi, Jerry, how are you?
Not too bad at all. Not too bad. Yeah. How do we solve the wastage? It's a big question. Well, we can start by old water wasting 30% of treated water going straight into the ground.
They are the facts. So they're talking about household waste and water. But all this water, 37% of treated water is going straight back into the ground.
I read somewhere it was 45%, and I think John said earlier on it was 45% as well. So it could be even more than 37%, Gerry.
No, it's in 2022 is 37%.
Right.
And they're actually forecasting that by 2040, they'd be down to 25%.
Okay, I mean, that's not really groundbreaking, is it?
Who's wasting the water?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the biggest quango they've ever, ever set up in this country. There's 104, I just read out the figures there, right? There's 104,000, 104 members of staff on over 100,000 a year in that KIP. There's 125,000, 125 people on 100,000 a year.
And where is this? In Ishka Aaron?
And it goes on and it goes on.
Is this in Ishka Aaron you're talking about?
In Ishka Aaron, yeah.
Okay.
And they're the figures. You can Google them yourself. They're
yeah,
the figures.
Yeah.
And they're all facts. And plus, last year they were paid, some of the staff was paid 30,000 in bonuses. Not wages, bonuses. So, I mean, who's wasting what? So I mean, is it quango?
I've just had it confirmed there. It's 38% of Ireland's drinking water is lost. So, and I mean, is that's coming out of the pipes, coming out of the treatment plants, and it's going straight into the ground. Whereas yes, the figures that were being printed today and being spoken about today is that the top 10% of metered households accounted for 35% of total water consumption. But is that 35% of the actual consumption rather than what's already been lost? So there you're
37% of treated water before it reaches the house.
Yeah.
It's been lost in the ground.
And then there's another 35%. So, I mean, there's a lot of water being lost here and, you know, the infrastructure really needs to be looked at.
Yeah, but I mean, give you an example. I mean, they took her off all the local councils and they set up the biggest quango this country's ever seen, the most corrupt thing I've ever seen in my life. They set up a body like that and paid exorbitant wages, paid exorbitant bonuses every year that these people are getting, the work for Irish Water. And, like, I'm not a plumber, but if I have a leak in my house, I am a mechanic by trade, I can fix the leak within 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'll go up and get a part and fix the leak. These are supposed to be qualified people with brains, and they can't fix the leaks in our country. They have all the equipment, they have all the machinery. I mean, I'll give you an example. Fibre broadband was rolled out in this country, and it's practically all over the country at the moment, within 5 years or something. But Irish Water can't replace all the pipes. There's something seriously wrong with them.
Yeah. There's definitely a disparity there, for sure. I was saying earlier on, Gerry, about, you know, many counties having boil water notices. I know Wexford had one a couple of weeks ago, and I think there's one in Limerick at the moment. And so what they're saying is that if there was charges, then we would have a safer water system and there wouldn't be so many boil water notices. But I think from what everybody's saying tonight is that there's enough money there. Why can't they just go and fix the problems without having to put an extra charge?
That's a lot of crap if you had to go share water. What are people going to do with the contaminated water? They can't preserve the water anyway because they can't even freaking drink it.
They can't even brush their teeth, apparently.
And they can't even brush their teeth. I mean, it's just another... They're trying to... What they do with the climate change. They're trying to mostly blackmail people into thinking we're doing good for the country. We also go green. We also, like what Eamon Ryan said, we all go lettuce during COVID. And we have our window boxes outside. We can all eat lettuce.
Cabbage? Yeah.
So it's the same thing. They're trying to mostly blackmail people into thinking it's our fault. It's not our fault at all. And there's an awful lot of gullible people, unfortunately, in this country who believe the words of this government's mouth. And they fall for them back in again anyway, so they obviously do believe them. So, I mean, the wages is all coming from Irish Water. It's coming from the staff in Irish Water. If I don't do my job, AJ, if you didn't do your job tonight, you'd be sacked.
This is true. This is true.
Irish Water, the staff in Irish Water are not doing anything. They're sitting in office. They extort money from householders that want to build extensions, maybe get a water supply in. I know of one person wanted to build a house. And Irish Water wanted 160,000 to bring the water pipe into their home. Because they said they had to dig up the road, down the road, and bring the water pipe up the road. this particular bill is that I have my own contractors. I can do that myself. I'm public libraries. You had to be insured for 10 million. I can do that myself. And all says, no, there's only two contractors we use. So there's another monopoly. They're ripping people off left, right, and centre over the water. It's hurting, as they now call themselves, to make themselves sound more Irish.
That is a good point, actually, Gerry, because I know that there's been a lot of delays with new housing because of Uisce Éireann or Irish Water, because they're delayed in getting the water to the new housing estates and new affordable homes.
And they charge a fortune to do it. I mean, think about something, right? When the water was being controlled by all the local councils, right? The water department and the councils, those workers were being paid a weekly wage. It didn't matter whether they went up and laid a water pipe, they still got the same wage. But Irish Water, oh no, we're going to give you a bonus now on top of that, and we're going to rip you off.
So, Gerry, do you think that it should go back to the councils and be run that way instead of with
Uisce Éireann? An awful lot of things go back to the council. I mean, the council at the moment, I know the councils at the moment, they won't transfer the staff, but it's down to the unions at the moment. They won't transfer a lot of the staff over to Uisce Éireann, despite the fact that Uisce Éireann want a monopoly on it. But a lot of the council staff just point blank say, we're not going to Uisce Éireann. We're staying in the waterworks in Dublin County Council. Or South Dublin County Council, or Fingal County Council. They won't transfer. Because of course they're going to lose all the benefits that they have in the local council. They lose everything they ever had. And they could be sacked tomorrow or down the road. They won't have the job security that they have at the moment. So what I can't figure out is why at the councils, why did they ever set up Irish Water? Doesn't make sense. All the infrastructure was there. All the machinery was there. All the experience was there. All all the labour was there. They had all the water departments. Why did they set up Irish Water? It was a quango for their mates.
Stay there with me, Gerry. I want to go to John next. You're listening to Nighttime Talk on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, and we're talking about water charges. So if you want to get involved in the conversation, 087-188-0008 is the number for WhatsApp. Hi, John. How are you?
Stay there with me, Gerry. I want to go to...
Oh, just turn your radio down there. I can hear myself. Oh, God. John, turn your radio down.
Good evening. Is that AJ?
It is.
Can you hear me?
Hiya. You okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm fine, Grant. I've been just listening away there. Now, I'm really tempted to wind up all the listeners, but I'm not going to tonight. I'm going to try and be serious. I'm just going to talk about the water, and I'm leaving out governments or the government, the cronies and the corruption and all the rest. The way I look at it is, it should be, first of all, in the Constitution, we wanted that everyone is entitled to water in the Constitution, okay, and we don't pay for it. That's one thing. There has to be a limit, and there needs to be a limit. If we're going to get water for free, water costs, you mightn't think, all right, people are saying the water, it's not man-made, it's there, the lakes in the west of Ireland, we have loads of water in the west of Ireland, too much, the Shannon, the whole lot. But that water is very badly polluted. It has to be treated big time. In the Claregalway River, the fishery office has got 365, one carcass for every day. A few years ago, they got cows, sheep, dead in the river, in the water. That water flowed into the waterworks in Galway, and it had to be treated. It had to go through pumps, filters, the whole lot, and to be cleaned and sent to houses. Personally, I feel that people shouldn't have to pay for water unless they waste it. But if they waste it, they should have to pay for it. And I'm going to give two really good examples of this. There's two people I know. First of all, I believe every single house in the country should have a meter. That doesn't mean they should have to pay for water, but they should have a meter so that the council or the government should be able to know how much that house is using. Because I have one boss that I worked for many, many years ago. He had a 20-metre swimming pool in the back of his house, and he had a 12-metre jacuzzi. There was no meter on that house. He could empty that swimming pool every week and refill it. No questions would be asked.
Was he filling it from the drinking water supply, or was it from a different supply?
Well, it's the mains water coming in. So it's drinking, you know, it's the mains water coming in from the house, you know. So it's coming from the drinking supply. There's no two, there's no different supplies. Unless
so you would agree then with an excess water usage charge?
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree with excess. But if the ordinary person, no.
But do you not think then that opens up the door for the cut-off point to be lowered and lowered and lowered?
It should be in the Constitution. It should be in the Constitution that people, if they don't over... everybody gets a good allowance. You know, if you have a house with five people in it, everybody gets so many litres. But every house, first of all, has to be metered. So they know what they're using, even if they know themselves. And they can use so many thousand litres a week and they're never, ever going to be charged. I have another acquaintance of mine who has a house. He's unemployed and he has a house. And at the back of the house, he broke down. It's a council house, but he broke down the back wall and he has a couple of local garages and they're importing cars. And he's balancing the cars in the backyard every day, 3 or 4 cars a day on the QT, not paying tax rent like that. But he has power washers there every day, washing the cars on the taps in the house, so the garden tap, and he's probably using thousands of litres every week. And there's no meter in the house, you know. Now, in my estate, we have meters. I'm going in here a few years now, but there's water meters. I've never had any problem, but the last 6 months, the water Ishka, whatever that called, the cronies, yeah, they came in and they checked all the houses, and they found, they must have found 40 leaks. They found next door neighbour here, the woman next door to me, she had a leak. They came in, they dug up the footpath, they replaced all our pipes, no cost. The meter was there, so they were able to tell it was her house, and they fixed it all up, redid the footpath and the whole thing, and they were gone. They must have done half the estate. We need to have some sort of a control on the water. Now, we don't need to charge people. We can charge them taxes or whatever, but to stop the waste, we need meters, and we need it in the Constitution that people can use a very healthy amount of water. But people who are using, there's people out there using far more, and they're using drinking water to wash their house and plant. Too much. Some people are absolutely good. Now there's a big problem with the pipes, and they're trying to get that. But there's lead pipes. There's pipes that are there for hundreds of years, and they're just trying to catch up on it now. Now saying that
they're taking the time, John, aren't they?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Ishka area was established in 2013. Malloy's War, yeah. That's 12 years, and they've done absolutely nothing. I mean, just to make people sick, in 2023, Ishka area paid out 10.7 million in bonuses. That's what they paid out.
I'm not going to talk about their bonuses. I understand that. They're a pack of cronies. I totally agree with that. Irish Water, I was just about to say, Irish Water needs to be reset. They need to be cleaned out and a whole new system team put in. And
give it back to the councils. Give it back to the councils.
Yeah, what do you think about giving it back to the councils, John?
Oh, yeah. You can give it back. Well, the council here do it. It should be, every county should have look after their own water. I totally agree. Whatever works, if it's get rid of Irish Water, and let the council take over. But the council in Galway here is a disaster. Jesus, they spent 42 million on a new building for themselves 2 years ago, and it's still empty. You know, and like, Jesus, some of the stuff that's going on. You think about the bus stop. I don't have gone off the trail, but the bus stop or the bicycle shed up in Dublin, that's nothing to what we did in Galway. We put they built two seats in the streets of Galway. They got engineers in to design them. Now they're just basically,
are they the smart benches? Is that what you're?
Yeah. Smart bench. They cost 240,000 for the two seats because they had to be specifically designed they're like, it's unbelievable now. There's a lot of hassle over it, but they still got away with it, like, because there's nobody answerable. Nobody in the councils, no one in Irish Water, no one in this HSE, all the top brass. I worked as a contractor for the HSE for 6 years. They are untouchable at the top. They are untouchable. You can't question them. As if one lad said to me, we're untouchable. We're civil servants. We can never be sacked.
I've just had a message in from another listener there saying it's a hugely expensive task to fix a leak in a public area. You need permission, diggers, time restraints. So overtime payments, there's more to it than meets the eye. And I mean, I get that, but there should be, you know, enough money there to be able to cover these things. I just really quickly want to go to Connie because I'm going to have to go to the news. Connie, I'm so sorry. I've only got a couple of minutes left, but I just want to hear your opinion.
First of all, it's a pleasure to me because I've lots of friends that I'll call my own town, the local town to me, Macroom. They constantly have boiled water.
Boiled water notices.
And
yeah.
Completely. They have to use water for everything, like bottled water.
Bottled water.
So
yeah.
It's constant for a long time. And it's like a lot of more places around the country. I agree with a lot of what the last person said. It should be in a constitution. We are surrounded by water. And God Almighty above in heaven, it is definitely a Congo. Like, what I want to say, she goes, when I heard it first enough, this is an April Fool's joke. Do they want to really revisit this? I was abroad at the time of 2014, was it? Living in Canada, and I was so behind them. And I was like, good, Ireland is doing something, you know? We have to take back our power from these, what would you say? I'll call them gombeans. I don't care what word I say. Then I hope to God that Fella from Cork, and I'm from Cork. I'm ashamed to say that he's from anything to do with anyone. I hope his second part will be good. But anyway, that's beside the point. The point that I'm making is it should be in our constitutional right. We are made up mostly of water. We're surrounded by water. Maybe treat the water that's there, make it good enough to drink. And do they really think if this should be the last bastion of any kind of civilized society in Ireland if they go over revisiting this? Because people surely will then rise out and say enough is enough, because it is for everybody. We're paying enough taxes. It's a complete quango, and it's like, you know, I just think it must be some kind of a joke. That's what I felt. And I'm lucky to have my own water here in this house. I have a well, so thank God for that. But I mean, and anyway, it should be covered on your taxpayers' money. Why do we pay tax? Like, why do we pay tax?
No, I hear you, Connie. I hear you. And thank you so much for contributing tonight. Thanks to everybody who got involved in the conversation.
Now, real people, real opinions, Nighttime Talk.
Ireland's classic hits radio.